Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are looking forward here, hopefully someday soon, to get back to our studio inside Renaissance Bank. But in the meantime, Renaissance Bank hadn't gone away, folks. As a matter of fact, they've made a whole lot of friends in recent months with how they've handled PPP loans and doing business with folks that never even darkened their door before, helping them get PPP loans. And that says something about how they run that bank. And I know this personally from my own personal experience. So not just shilling the bank here. They do a great job and they've got great people. So here's what I suggest. Go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office. There's some 200 across the South open and ready to serve you. And here's the magic point. Give your local office a call and listen when a real person answers the phone. And it's supposed to a computer-generated voice or an 800, some phone tree or something like that. So that's the start of a personal experience. Go in, make an appointment, check them out. You'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Steve Stroud. And Steve is with Roswell, Inc., an old friend. Steve, welcome.
John, good to see you.
So, Steve, for those that don't know you, there's probably maybe two or three or four people that don't know you. But for those people, tell them about you. Tell them about what's going on at Roswell, Inc.
Well, Roswell, Inc., first of all, I'm a local entrepreneur by heart. Grew up here in the Roswell area and had a business here for 30 years, raised my family, and I'm still here. I'm an advocate for small business and large business and how they work together. Roswell Inc. is going on our 10th year in 2021. We're really excited about the opportunities that we continually change as an organization to meet the demands of what is happening in the business world. And Roswell's a very unique animal. And you said it best about Renaissance Bank, but that's a great example of hands-on. You have to have that personal touch to understand what these 5,200 businesses in Roswell need. And that's from the large business to the small business. And again, being an entrepreneur, I come about economic development in a different way. And that is understanding what it takes to run the business, to make the business successful, and how do we connect all those pieces to make that environment organically great, enrich the soil in Roswell, so those businesses will flourish.
Yeah, you mentioned your background as an entrepreneur, and I don't want to embarrass you, but I mean, you had an extremely successful background as an entrepreneur. You're an award winner. So let's just call that out. But you were also in a business that had ups and downs. I mean, just because it was an industry that had ups and downs. And so you've got some experiences to share in terms of how to survive these down times.
You know, John, I'm a glass half full all the time. And that's the way I approach life. I get out of bed every morning and put one foot down and say, let's go. What do we have to accomplish? And that carries over into my personal life and my professional life. And I was in the printing industry. For 30 years, I owned and operated Stroud's Printing and Design in Roswell. Built my own building, so I feel like I was a developer, quasi. Understand the processes of what we had to go through to build that building and you know, what it took. I employed as many as 24 employees. To me, that's a big company. Now, IRS says that's nothing. But at the end of the day, that's a big company. Yep. It was good to our family. It was good to me. I grew professionally and personally through that business and my relationships. Some of my strongest relationships and friendships now are business relationships I made 25 years ago. But for the last 10 years, I've been doing Roswell, Inc. I've been the executive director of economic development. And what I brought to the table and hopefully continue to bring to the table is innovative ways that businesses can do business. And, you know, through that process of owning my own business, I understand what the ups and downs are and when to punt and when to bring it in and when to get aggressive. And there are certain opportunities and there's certain things that you learn, John, as you know, as an entrepreneur, only by trial and error. You have to be on the ground and see what's happening and see and be a hands-on operator. And I think that's one of the things I strive to emphasize to some of these entrepreneurs that want to start a business is you can't be absentee. It just doesn't work, especially in a small business.
Yeah. Important words at a time when a lot of folks are looking to maybe start their own business. Maybe that's they've been outsourced out of corporate, thinking about starting their own business. Important words there from a man who knows from which he speaks. Steve, talk a little bit about the current business climate in Roswell specifically, and what do you see there?
You know, I've seen several recessions come through Roswell. I saw the late 80s. I saw the early 90s, early 2000s. I saw 2008 through 12, which was devastating, right, to a lot of industries. This is totally different. This is companies that are absolutely blowing the doors off, doing extremely well. At the same time, other companies that haven't changed or pivoted, changed their model and how they approach the day, they're struggling. And if what we're also seeing is not unique just to Roswell, but companies that were struggling pre-pandemic, they're on the edge. Mm. They may survive if they change their ways. And I've seen several that were struggling, that have changed their method, changed their philosophy, got in, rolled their sleeves up, and they're going to make it. They're going to be a different company when they come out of this. I think what we're seeing in Roswell is extremely positive. Yeah. Are there some holes? Yeah. What we're seeing in the restaurant business, it's actually doing quite well. We've had 4 new restaurants open during the pandemic.
Wow.
We've had a 5th one that replaced a closed restaurant. We're seeing a few that are closing, but nothing near what we expected. Nothing to the 35%, 40% that other regions in the country are facing. Now, part of that's because we're open. We're open for business. The entrepreneurs and the restaurateurs and even the retailers are being creative on how they do business. And so that's bringing people back in. But, you know, we're seeing companies like, you know, one of our largest employers, Kimberly-Clark. They're not back on campus, but they are extremely busy. We're seeing our daytime traffic at restaurants for lunch go up in Roswell because the demographic that lives here, they're staying here. And at lunch, they're leaving their homes because they're working from their homes and they're going out to eat. So we're seeing daytime traffic pick up. Now, that may be just for the short term, for the next 6, 8, 12 months, but that's very positive for these entrepreneurs right now in this critical time.
For sure. Steve Stroud is with us, folks. He's the executive director of Roswell Inc. You know, Steve, this is really gets to the ethos of Roswell itself, is that, you know, people, it's a community. And I think, you and other Roswell leaders have done a great job of fostering that ethos in terms of supporting the community, supporting businesses. And when times are tough, that really becomes important.
Oh, it's so important. This is the times you roll up your sleeves and you support those local businesses in any way, shape or form you can, whether it's, you know, a restaurant and picking up family meals, or it's taking your car to get it serviced at the local dealership. I will tell you right now, the dealers are having a phenomenal year. The car dealers are exponentially meeting and exceeding 2019 levels. And that was a record year here in Roswell. So when we look at it, people have funds to spend. They're not traveling. They're not taking that cruise that they're not taking that 15-year anniversary to Italy for 3 weeks. But what they're doing is they're reinvesting it in their homes. They're redoing their homes. They're fixing. They're putting pools in. You know, we're seeing just a tremendous spike in permitting, right, for all kinds of things that deals with investment in their homes, investment in their businesses or their offices. And I think that's a really important part, because that is going to help these businesses when they are back fully functional. They're making them much more operational and functional today in their businesses, and we'll be prepared for whatever comes down the road.
Yeah, this is really important. I mean, what you're getting at something I was going to get to, which is kind of market trends that you're seeing. I mean, there are a lot of businesses that, because of the way their way of life has changed, they're working at home versus going into the office or what have you. Market trends have changed, and that does not mean everybody is not doing well. There are some businesses that just can't keep up with the market demand suddenly for their services.
Yeah, we're seeing across the board in anything home related. All you have to do is look at our numbers. You know, during the shutdown, we'll call it, in the March, April timeframe, you saw even Home Depot spike, right? Above, and things were closed essentially. But you're seeing Home Depot and Lowe's, any of these home improvements, remodelers, you try to get a remodeler, try to get him on your schedule. It's very difficult. Painters are extremely busy. So when you look at all this, and then the other thing that we have to look at, and there was an article today, or actually it was yesterday in the AJC, and it was talking about appliances. You know, go try to buy a new appliance. You know, that's good for the economy because it's cleaning out inventory. People are buying furniture like crazy because they're replacing their old. So we're seeing some industries, the jewelry industry. Go talk to Shane and Company. Go talk to Brown and Company. Go talk to some of these. What you're finding is they've got the consumer has the money to spend it because they didn't spend it on those other things. So they're going and buying mama, instead of taking her on a 3-week cruise, they're going and buying her a nice set of pearls and a diamond ring to go with it. And hey, that just helps our economy, you know, because we look at it organically. Those kind of things help our tax base, right? It makes the entrepreneurial person successful, but it also adds to our sales tax. And sales tax is a big, big important piece for the city of Roswell.
Sure. Now, let's talk about Roswell Inc. specifically as an organization. Sure. I mean, you've had to make your own pivots. Talk about what all that has looked like and what's going on right now.
Well, you know, we're a people business. You know, we're not a chamber. We serve all 5,200 businesses in the city of Roswell. If you're a home-based business and you need support or help, we're there to talk to you. We may not have the answers, but we'll find the answers for you. We'll find the pixie dust that helps your business grow. We'll get you connected with who we think will be important. Tons of resources, right, that are out there, but people just don't know where to go and they need somebody to talk to. In-person visits, our office is open, but we're not open to the public. We'll meet you outside. We'll meet you at the coffee shop outside. We'll meet you on the patio. Be glad to have a conversation. That's I'm in sales. That's what I do for a living, right? I sell the city of Roswell as a great place to live, work, and play. And, you know, that does give a little indigestion and heartburn for me because I do want to be with the people. I want to be able to look them in the eye and shake their hands. We're not there yet, but we will get there. What we've done as an organization is when we had in-person events, we've pulled all those back until the numbers get to where we feel safe. Our corporate partners here in Roswell are not there yet, so we're not there yet. But what we will do is meet with a company, meet with them offsite, talk to them, go to their place. As long as and just like I mentioned to you, I was just coming in from a new business that opened in Roswell. We cut the ribbon here on Sloan Street. Financial services, they bought the building. They renovated it. Now they moved 10 people into the building. it's perfect scenario. And I was able to walk down the street and cut that ribbon. We had our masks on, but we've pivoted. I think the other thing that we did was immediately we jumped on the fact that, and you said it with Renaissance, with PPP, we knew that businesses weren't that well connected with their banks and didn't know who to call. And they would call certain banks and they'd get the 1-800 call center, and or they'd go direct who they thought that was their contact would take them to a call center, right? And their direct numbers. There was a lot of frustration and a lot of people that didn't talk to their bankers, were afraid to talk to their bankers because the bankers will pull the plug. That's just not the case. And we spent a lot of time on the phone, Saturdays, Sundays, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock PM, talking to people off the cliff because it was a very scary time. But what we learned from that, that we're taking into 21 is, look, we've got to be accessible. We're not a 9-to-5 business, right? Because entrepreneurs work beyond that. They, when they're looking for a place to move to Roswell, they're not looking at 5:02. They're looking at 11:02 p.m. They're looking online to figure that out. Now, I guarantee people that I'm not going to probably respond to you at 11:02 p.m. unless I just happen to be up. But more than likely, I'm going to respond to you at 5 a.m. That's just the way I work. And our team is constantly on the weekends checking our email, checking our text, because when you've got a question or you've got a crisis, again, we may not be able to fix it right away, but we can start the process. And what we found is people want to hear from people on the other end of the phone, right? They want to know that somebody out there is listening. Somebody cares. And that's what Roswell's all about. It's a community. And so if we can't do that, that's always what is in our DNA, but it's even more now because that's the important stuff.
You know, you've touched on something that's really, really important, I think, for business owners to understand. And because I think one of the common things about business owners sometimes is they get in their head down and get in their hole and they don't reach out, right? And I think some folks have seen what's happened in the last 6 months and think, oh, you know, Greater North Fulton Chamber, they're not doing meetings. So they're, you know, in person. So they're, you know, they're not helpful to me. Or Roswell Inc.'s not doing meetings in person. They're not helpful to me. You just outlined a whole bunch of ways that you've been helpful and you can help if people will just reach out.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're going to take into 21 that we're most excited is that we're going to continue right away. We felt like people were so disconnected, right? I said that on the onset. But what we did was we created these coffee connects. Mm. And these coffee connects we're having once a week. And we're getting more touches from more individuals with more success stories of having these coffee connects where we have 35 people on the call. That's it. You got boom. That's all. We go into breakout sessions. We rotate those breakout sessions. We have a moderator that's in each one of those breakout sessions. So the conversation keeps going. And what we've found is people are like, I was on your call. Can't be on your call every week, but I'll be on your call next week. Mm. And really what they're saying to us is we're getting business out of this. We're meeting people we didn't even know were here. And so it cuts down the travel time. It gets people engaged. And so 21, we're going to continue with these. We will go back to at some point when it's safe to in-person, but these are going to be around for a lot longer than the in-person because it works. It's part of the magic pixie dust.
That's awesome. Awesome work here, folks, from Steve Stroud and his team. Steve is the executive director of Roswell Inc. So Steve, talk about, you mentioned 2021, and I know your crystal ball is completely clear. Mine isn't. So that's why I have you on the show.
There you go.
talk a little bit about what do you see ahead for 2021?
You know, I think a lot of it's going to depend on how fast Congress moves. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, consumer confidence is an enormous factor in where we are, even locally. Right. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you went out, you say consumer confidence is pretty high because people are buying jewelry. They're buying cars. They're buying houses. Try to buy a new house and see how quick that, as soon as you pull it up, it's probably gone, right? That realtor has sold that and it's probably got four backup contracts. Mm. But what you're seeing too is, I think, is the quicker Congress can react to this, to what I'll call the third PPP, they've got to get a stimulus out there. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. All the leading economic forecasters, the economists, we're saying it, we're seeing it from the International Economic Development Council. It has to happen because there's industries that are absolutely getting clobbered. The hospitality industry, as far as hotels and overnight stays, that's not going to change in 21. It may get gradually better, but it's not going to get back to pre-COVID levels, because what we see is very clear. Alpharetta is going to experience the same thing. We're all experiencing the same thing. There's no business traveler. So companies aren't paying. Large companies like Kimberly-Clark and GM, they're not paying for their people to travel because it's not safe. So that industry, and that's why we've got to get these stimulus packages back in the hands of these entrepreneurs, and especially the small businesses, because we can take it to the next level. I think too, just from what do I read, and I'm on look, I've got to be on top of this, because if I'm not the cheerleader, we got trouble, right? And that is, as I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to see some businesses tighten up. We're going to see some new businesses starting. The number of requests we're getting for space, we haven't dropped in space in Roswell. Matter of fact, we're going to reveal some stuff tomorrow at our real estate development Zoom meeting tomorrow, which is our annual event. And again, pivoting, right? We usually do that in person. What we're going to see is occupancy rate and absorption has kind of gone up a little bit, because we're getting a lot of infill. We're getting folks that are going, okay, just like you said at the top of the hour, hey, I'm going to go ahead and take early retirement, or I'm going to go ahead and start mama in a business that can help us if something changes. And franchise, if I could tell you how many empty Burger Kings people are saying, hey, I want that for a restaurant because it's got a drive-through. Or PS, I want to be in that because we've got a business plan and we're willing to go into that and bring our franchise. So I'm pretty optimistic all the time, but I'm really, really keen on what I think 21 will bring. I think there will be, not to get political, but I think the universe will come closer together to the center. I think the American people have spoken. And again, I think the business community has spoken and said, let's get back to what we need to be focused on. And that's taking care of, we got to take care of home first, right? And let's make sure we're focused on what that looks like. The entrepreneurs that I'm talking to are very optimistic. Some are a little fearful, but that fear is the unknown.
Sure. Right?
And so we're all fearful of the unknown. But what we do know is today it's good. We need to keep capitalizing on how we changed and pivoted through this process over the last 6-8 months. And what does that take us into? And how do we change again as needed in 2021?
Now, Steve, this is this show goes all over the place. Any place there's a internet connection, people can find it.
Excellent.
So let's talk to folks that there are folks all over the country that are thinking about moving maybe out of bigger cities. We see a lot of statistics around that. Yeah, so I know it's going to be hard to get you to come out of your shell, but talk, I'm serious here now. Talk about Roswell, Georgia, and what makes Roswell, Georgia, a special place for folks that don't know Roswell, that may be in another city, they're thinking about coming to the Atlanta area. Why Roswell, Georgia specifically?
John, I'll tell you a real life scenario. We had a company knock on the door pre-COVID last, and actually it was last September. Company out of Boston, about 150 employees, all C-level. Average salary is about $152,000. That's exactly the, I mean, that just doesn't get any better than that, right? They're still interested in moving their whole company to the Atlanta market. They're even more interested in moving to Roswell, North Fulton, because of the quality of life, the community, the ability to really focus on where we're at now, because I think the pandemic brought people closer to decide what's important. And this company is saying, we love what you have. We love that you have the parks and the emphasis on the parks. We love that you are a community-oriented community, that you protect the neighborhoods, right? And more importantly, you got very successful businesses. And, you know, we want our employees to be happy. If we're going to move them halfway around the country, we want them to be happy. So that's, I think, what we have to sell. We have a great climate. We're 20 minutes from downtown Atlanta, depending on the day of and the drive time or the time of the day. We've got an international airport that will take us anywhere we want to go, even during the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've got corporate folks here. We've got job opportunities that even if they brought their employees in, and they would want to retain them all, of course, but there's opportunity here. And I think that's the other thing that we take for granted sometimes is as the demographics has changed over the last 25 years in North Fulton and all of Metro Atlanta, we've got nothing but better talent pool from all over the country. And so it's easy for a company to say, hey, that's where we need to be. Yeah, we got great colleges here that compete with anybody in the country, right? I'll put Georgia Tech and University of Georgia up against anybody, right, for academics. But we also retain our people now, thanks to Zell Miller, right? Mm-hmm. Thanks to the Zell Scholarship. That is so important. So when you put all these factors together and you've got a company in Boston that says, we can put our kid, if our kids have a B average, the state pays for it. Yeah, you can compete to get that Zell Miller and go to school. Mm. That's a big piece for other parts of the country. And we take it for granted. And I, as a dad that's sending one back in January, that's a big piece for us. So I think we forget about those other things that are outside of our North Fulton bubble that really affect why this company in Boston wants to locate here. And I'll tell you, you can't beat Southern hospitality. I don't care where we have imported folks from throughout the country to come to Roswell. And as we court those, you know, I always tell them, I said, I'm really happy you're coming. But, you know, my number one job is to retain you once you come. The business is on the ground. My current customer is my most important customer. And so I want you to be a current customer so you will be the most important customer, not just because you're coming here, but because you've landed here. And I think that's a real important message that we always project, and that Southern hospitality just is an important part of what we do here.
Great words from Steve Stroud, executive director of Roswell, Inc., an icon in Roswell. I'll just say that. That's the truth, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows you knows that. So
you're kind.
Yeah. But Steve, this has been great. It's great to catch up with you and get the word on what's going on in Roswell. For those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, maybe it's another company in Boston or somewhere else.
There you go.
Right?
We will find you a space. That's right.
Awesome.
Hey, and the other thing is, I just leave you with this.
Yeah.
We're collaborative. That's one thing that people see as they come to North Fulton. If we don't have a space and you contact me, I'm going to make sure I find somebody in this area, whether it's Matthew in Alpharetta or Andrea in Sandy Springs or, you know, somebody in Milton. We're going to find that right connection, and we want to keep you here because guess what? If you're here, you're going to spend money in all these different areas, and we all win, right? So yep. It's a win-win. And I think that's one of the things that impresses people from outside the region the most is our collaborative efforts.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that. And you're so right. And we know that here, and that's another thing we take for granted. And but that's not true everywhere. And so,
it's not.
But it's important to keep preaching that. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
But for those that want to be in touch, would like to know more, would like to find out about the resources that Roswell Inc. offers, tell them how they can be in touch.
then go to our website. You'll get my phone number on there, roswellinc.org, roswellinc.org. And go to the webpage, contact us. You'll get my mug again, and you'll get the opportunity to call me direct. So, and I'll return your call. I can guarantee that.
Steve Stroud, he's been with us. He's the executive director of Roswell Inc. Steve, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Have a great day. And as I always say, it's always a great day to do business in Roswell, Georgia.
Absolutely. We'll see you soon. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Folks, just before we wrap up here, I want to remind you that if you are overwhelmed with bookkeeping issues in your business, maybe you've got some marketing or administrative tasks that need to get done that you need to outsource, give Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels a call. Now, she's at 770-442-9246. I work with Essie in my business, and she's got a whole team of angels that she can access. You call her and tell her what your problem is, and she picks the best one, and they fly in. They get the job done and fly out, and they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. She's at officeangels.us. If you're timid, just go to the website. I'd suggest you just call her and explain what your problem is, because if you're exasperated at the end of your rope on a few things that need to get done that you can't get to, she can help you. Office Angels, Essie Escobedo. And also, folks, North Fulton Business Radio is the search term on your favorite app to find this show. We would love it if you would go on that app, give us a 5-star review. And it helps others find the show, and it's not about me. It's about our guest. We've had tremendous business leaders like Steve over the years, 4.5 years now, over 300 shows. And we want people to find the show so they can find about the great things going on in Roswell or the other services that other business leaders have come on and talked about. So if you could do that, we would be most grateful, and we would also love it if you would connect with us on social media. North Fulton BRX is our handle on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Steve Stroud with Roswell Inc., I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.